Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. The Democratic National Convention was technically held in Milwaukee this week, but due to the coronavirus pandemic, the city didn't get the influx of visitors we were once expecting. As most things in our lives have turned virtual, it turns out tourism can as well. Visit Milwaukee collaborated with two native photographers and videographers to create a series of videos to help people explore Milwaukee virtually. Sam Ergani and Andrew Kosmalski shot videos of the city in just 3 weeks to show everything from food, the arts, and outdoor spaces, all narrated by 30 Milwaukeeans. To learn more about how Milwaukee's sights, sounds, and flavors can be summarized in about 30 seconds, Ghani and Kosmalski spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski. Ghani starts by explaining how they became involved in the project.
When we were asked to do it, it was kind of presented as like a virtual tour because of COVID and because of the unknown surrounding the DNC. So I think even more so than the DNC, it was more of like, let's make sure people remember that there are good things happening in Milwaukee, like every day, no matter where we end up heading, you know, and that was definitely like the spirit of the project.
And how did you two come to partner on it together?
Sammer actually just reached out looking for a second shooter. I've been involved in some like photography for as a hobby, and he knows that I always had a good eye and loved it and was passionate about it. So I think we work well together as friends too. So I think it was just eventually our paths were going to cross in the photography world.
Well, and I'm glad they did. So there are about 30 videos that explore, summarize, highlight different aspects of the city. So how did you approach such a project?
Luckily, we had a lot of the producing done by Visit. They were very like, you know, they had their team going, okay, these are the things that we need to highlight for this reason. You know, they gave us a lot of the why, which was really good for us creatively to be able to say, okay, like today we have to hit like these three or four businesses and really connect with them. So we spent like an hour to an hour and a half at each place just connecting and a lot of learning. I think I could speak for both of us when I say like we ended up learning so much about like the American Black Holocaust Museum, about restaurants like Jules Caribbean or Demacus Gate, and even like the Bronzeville Collective shopping place. So there is a lot of learning for even Andrew and I just being on the ground floor.
So you were able to just kind of go off of guidance, like here's the topics we need to shoot. And, you know, because obviously there's so much to a city, and especially when it comes to just, for example, like food and drink here in Milwaukee. So I was wondering how that would be able to be simmered down essentially.
Yeah. And we only had 3 weeks. So it was rough. It was a sprint more than anything I can
Absolutely.
Say for the both of us.
It was nice to have just like a loose set of guidelines though, because when we would approach something, it's nice just to have a baseline to start from. And then we take our ideas and what we see there and just kind of turn it into that video, which was, you know, it gave us somewhere to jump from. And I really appreciated that from them. They had everything really like planned out for us. And it was really nice to come into, because 30 videos seems overwhelming, but you know, it was good. It was planned out well. And I feel like there was good strategy to it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
And with each topic of the video, each one ranged from about 30 to 40 seconds. And I was surprised, Sammer, that you said you'd spend at least a couple hours in each of these places that you were visiting and shooting. And with only 3 weeks, did you quickly find out how to get pretty efficient at knowing what elements were most important to you guys to include? Or did you kind of know as you went?
A little bit of both. I think whenever I've shot on any project, like at this scale, the first few shoots are always like the guinea pigs, as much as I hate to say it. And then by the last shoot, Andrew and I were walking into a restaurant and we're like already in the zone, scoping out every angle. Like him and I are like reading each other's minds and stuff. So at first, I think one of the first videos we did was the zoo one, which ended up being like one of their favorites, which was great. Because the Paper Holland music really, really wrapped a lot of those songs together. We didn't know what we were looking for, you know, we just knew that we were looking for some hero animals. We knew that we were looking for like the classic zoo experience with like families and community and just trying to capture that in COVID. But by the last ones, we were just, you know, flying. we were just flying. We just knew exactly what to look for. We knew exactly how it was going to be edited, you know, so it was a learning experience for both of us to work together and to find this groove in 3 weeks of how to manipulate 30 videos into 30 seconds, you know?
And you both are native Milwaukeeans. So what surprised you or what new things did you discover for this project? Andrew, we'll start with you.
Just the scope of our city. Sometimes I forget everything it has to offer. Like I'll get trapped in Bayview maybe for a little too long or something like that. And going out and experiencing all these new businesses and like play, I love to cook, like all these new restaurants that I probably never would have like gone to, just because, as you said, there's so many places to go in this city and not everyone gets a chance to get highlighted. So like these restaurants that I've never been to, some of these, the Bronzeville Collective store, I have never like shopped at. It was really interesting to like see all these businesses that I'd probably would just like pass me by any other day. And like that they're big parts of the community too. So it's like interesting to be involved with them.
And Samer.
I think the big moment for me was when we were shooting an accessibility event on the beach. And I realized that there are so many like community initiatives here that are becoming nationwide initiatives that are like kind of born in Milwaukee, and realizing how versatile the word diversity extends to every avenue possible. Like when you consider Milwaukee and like the amount of diversity in every way is such a beautiful thing. And this video really allowed Andrew and I to see that in real time.
Was it fun to kind of feel like a tourist in your own city?
Oh yeah, so. We had a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've been here for over 30 years, and to get like awestruck when we go somewhere is like, that's a good feeling, because I just feel like my city's growing. There's always something happening. Even during this time, people are working like very hard to like prop their business up or be heard during COVID, because it's just a hard time for a lot of people. But people are really just like pushing through it, and it's really nice to see.
I also feel like public art has really been stepped up recently.
Yeah.
The mural project was huge.
Yeah. When we were shooting the mural video, we were like, all right, let's just cruise around, start getting these murals. And we had to stop like every 5 seconds, it felt like, because there are murals everywhere.
Yeah. Almost like, are we going to be able to fit all these murals in this video? Because so many had gone up, especially from the protests to like just other like inclusive community neighborhoods. And the Giannis mural went up. And that's the thing, is like each mural was so different and like had a different subject to it. So it was very powerful. Some were just like nice. Some had a very strong message back to the community. So it was really cool to like see all of those individually.
This project spans obviously from Summerfest scenes, which we won't enjoy this year, to like going to COPS with everyone in mass. And it was just very two stark contrasting images. So how did it feel to capture and live in the city, you know it pre and then post pandemic scenes of Milwaukee?
Oh man, that's a good question. Using the pre-roll footage of things like Summerfest, like to your point, and then clipping it together with like I think you nailed it, like the stark reality of what we're going through was, it made me, not to sound cliche, but it definitely made me appreciate like Summerfest. I don't know if I'll call it Bummerfest anymore. Like it made me appreciate a lot more. It made me appreciate a lot of things like hotels and stuff, and like the value they added to Milwaukee. Like it's weird. It really made me take a step outside of my personal perspective of COVID and realize that trickle down effect of how much it's affecting people on such a large scale, you know. It was a weird experience, but it was also like pleasant to see that people were doing the right thing while enjoying themselves in public. And that was like a more reassured feeling than anything else while we were out in the field.
Absolutely. And it made the shoots feel like more inclusive of COVID. So people understood like Milwaukee's a safe city. Like everyone was wearing masks. We got to, like, it just kind of became commonplace and it felt comfortable, at least after a while of doing it.
So both of you Milwaukee natives have stayed in the city, aim to have your projects and what you do elevate the community, the people around you. So how do you hope this video series contributes to your personal missions?
Well, for me, I just think it's about making Milwaukee an all-inclusive space for people. I think you know, people come to Milwaukee and they just want to go downtown, or they want to go to Bayview or Tosa. And there's just, I feel, so many other things that represent the city in a better light that have been here longer in other neighborhoods. And like I said, I feel some people just don't get the spotlight, and hopefully we're giving the right type of people the spotlight so people can see them and get the recognition they deserve and like the business they deserve, and are able to like realize, you know, this city has a lot to offer and there's always something to do in every single part of it.
I couldn't have said it better.
Well, Sam Ragani and Andrew Kosmalski, thank you both so much for sharing your project.
Yeah, thank you again for having
thank you.
Me. We really appreciate it.
Sam Ragani and Andrew Kosmalski are two local photographers and videographers behind the Explore Milwaukee virtual experience. They spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski,